everyone. I'm Azima Pamalia, and this is my second episode of International Relations Among Various Countries Around the Globe. If you haven't listened to my previous podcast on Israel-Palestine conflict, then do check it out. For today, my topic is Armenia-Azerbaijan conflict. Before I get into any details, I would like to share how I actually came across this topic. A few months back, while watching the travel vlogs of Kara and Nate on YouTube, I saw a video where they were traveling from Armenia to Azerbaijan. They revealed that there is only one train to commute between two countries. Also, due to tense relations between both the countries, there is a strict border identification check where officers actually get on train and talk to every passenger and investigate their purpose of visit. Also, if they have already been to Armenia for too long, then a detailed investigation is done. After watching that video, I decided to dig deep into the topic and thought of sharing it through my podcast. Also, the recent events of military fights between Armenia and Azerbaijan led me to take up this topic before any other. The itinerary of this podcast is as follows. Firstly, talking about Armenia, then speaking a little about Azerbaijan, then giving an idea about USSR, then talking about Nagorno-Karabakh, then giving the timeline of all events, and finally the current scenario of this dispute. Now, firstly, talking about Armenia. Armenia is a country of Transcaucasia lying south of the great mountain range of the Caucasus and fronting the northwestern extremity of Asia. The neighboring countries are Georgia, Azerbaijan, Iran, and Turkey. The capital of Armenia is Erevan. Centuries back, Armenia was ruled by Ottoman and Persian. Later, Russians invaded in Armenia and developed a Soviet Armenia. Currently, the population of Armenia stands 137th in the world, that is 2,963,243, with total area of 29,743 km². The ruling party is My Step Alliance, which is a political alliance formed by Civil Contract Party, the Mission Party, and various independent representatives of civil society. It was formed in August 2018. The current leaders are President Armen Sarkisian and Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan. The official language is Armenian and Christianity is the religion of majority. The nominal gross domestic product of Armenia is US$12.4 billion as of 2018 and purchasing power parity GDP is US$33.1 billion as of 2020. The military expenditure is $1.4 billion and military strength ranking is 111th in the world. One major fact about Armenia is that back during the World War I, there was an Armenian genocide done by Turkey as they were supporting Russians in the war, though Turkey denies the claims of this as a Holocaust or genocide. Now talking about Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan is a country of eastern Transcaucasia. It occupies an area that fringes the southern flanks of Caucasus Mountain. It is bounded on north by Russia, on east by Caspian Sea, on south by Iran, and on west by Armenia. Azerbaijan includes within its borders the predominantly Armenian enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, which from 1988 has been the focus of intense conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia. The capital of Azerbaijan is Baku. Azerbaijan was an independent nation from 1918 to 1920, but was then incorporated by the Soviet Union. It became a constituent republic in 1936, declared sovereignty in 1989, and independence on August 30, 1991. Currently, the population of Azerbaijan stands 19th in the world, that is 10,139,177, with total area of 86,600 km². The ruling party is New Azerbaijan Party, which was founded on November 21, 1992, under leadership of Heydar Aliyev. Current leaders are President Ilham Aliyev and Prime Minister Ali Asadov. The official language is Azerbaijani and Islam is the religion of majority. The nominal GDP is US$46.9 billion and purchasing power parity GDP is US$184.4 billion. The military expenditure are $2.8 million and military strength ranking stands 64th in the world. Now talking about USSR. USSR stands for Union of Soviet Socialist Republic, consisted of Russia and 14 surrounding countries. The USSR's territory stretched from the Baltic states in Eastern Europe to Pacific Ocean, including the majority of Northern Asia and portions of Central Asia. The USSR was founded in 1922, 5 years after the Russian Revolution overthrew the monarchy of Tsar Nicholas II. Vladimir Lenin was one of the leaders of revolution and first leader of USSR until his death in 1924. During its existence, USSR was the largest country by area in the world. The capital of USSR was Moscow, which is also modern Russia's capital city. I guess this much information is enough on USSR. The purpose of sharing this information is that Armenia and Azerbaijan were also a part of it, and it is believed that Nagorno-Karabakh region was purposely kept in Azerbaijani borders despite of majority Armenian population. This was done by USSR that has led to intense conflicts between two countries which has not ended even till today. Now talking about Nagorno-Karabakh. Nagorno-Karabakh, also known as Artsakh, is a landlocked region in South Caucasus. The region is mostly mountainous and forested. It is a disputed territory internationally recognized as a part of Azerbaijan, but mostly governed by Republic of Artsakh, formerly named Nagorno-Karabakh Republic. It has been established as an independent state by practice in reality, but not recognized by law. This is done on the basis of Nagorno-Karabakh Autonomous Oblast, which means an autonomous oblast within the borders of Azerbaijan Soviet Socialist Republic, mostly inhabited by ethnic Armenians. All the details of this place and how it has turned into a disputed region is disclosed in next segment of Timeline of All Events. Now talking about Timeline of All Events. Firstly, relations between 1918 and 1921. After the distribution of Transcaucasian Federation into three, that is Georgia, Armenia and Azerbaijan, the Armenians and Azerbaijanis ended up in a war due to the claim of territories which they saw historically and ethnically theirs. This war ended only after both were annexed by Soviet Union. The Soviet period of 1922 to 1991. Upon establishment of USSR in 1922, Azerbaijan SSR and Armenian SSR became constituent states. The relations between both nations and Nagorno-Karabakh Autonomous Oblast were generally peaceful and friendly under Soviet control. In 1988, Armenians of Karabakh voted to cede and join Armenia. This led to an intense 6-year war between the two nations. After this war ended in 1994, Nagorno-Karabakh Autonomous Oblast was created, and in 1995, both nations agreed to the mediation of OSCE Minsk Group, which was created in 1992 by Conference on Security and Cooperation in Europe to encourage a peaceful negotiated resolution to the conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan over Nagorno-Karabakh. Since the war, citizens of Armenia, as well as citizens of any other country who are of Armenian descent, are forbidden entry to the Republic of Azerbaijan. If a person's passport shows any evidence of travel to Nagorno-Karabakh wearing a diplomatic passport, they are forbidden from entering the Republic of Azerbaijan. In 2008, an event named 2008 Martakert Skirmishes took place between Armenia and Azerbaijan over Nagorno-Karabakh. Again, in June 2010, a conflict took place and it took lives of 4 Armenian soldiers and 1 Azeri soldier. Again, a border fight took place on August and September 2010. On 24 June 2011, both sides met in Kazan, Russia, to end this conflict, but these talks ended as a failure. On 5th October 2011, border clashes again killed 1 Armenian and 2 Azeri soldiers. On 5th June 2012, according to Azerbaijani side, Armenian troops crossed the border and shot 5 Azeri soldiers, while Armenia claims Azerbaijan crossed the borders first. 2016 clashes. In 2016, the clashes started when Azerbaijani forces launched strikes to regain control of territory controlled by the Armenia-backed breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh. These clashes led to killing of about 350 troops and civilians from both sides. Talking about the current scenario of this dispute. On July 2020, fierce local clashes took place in Armenia's Tavush province and Azerbaijani's Tobruz region. This involved artillery, tanks and shock drones, which took lives of 16 soldiers from both the sides. Again, on 27 September 2020, heavy fightings along the line of contact between troops of Karabakh and Azerbaijan resumed, with Armenia Nagorno-Karabakh, and Azerbaijan, declaring martial law and mobilizing the male population. These fights are still ongoing, with various countries demanding ceasefire, but no sides are ready to give up. All these political disputes and fights over places or land ruin the lives of normal civilians and soldiers around the world. Let's hope that this situation cools down and peace comes to this conflict as soon as possible. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I'll try my level best to come up with such podcasts more frequently. Thank you.